Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone from around the world in the chat room and on the phone, thank you for joining Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We are so glad that you are joining and supporting the show. We answer questions regarding career, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, or maybe you're just moving. We cover it all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe, because we have a monthly newsletter now, so kind of keep you up to date what's going on. It would be much appreciated. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or the Facebook page, which is the Essence of Success Radio Network on Facebook. Let's see. Thank you and enjoy the show. Welcome, everyone, to 2019, a year of magic, miracles, and achievements for all. Now, my first announcement, of course, yesterday was a super moon. I hope folks that were in the Midwest and the South got to see it. We couldn't up here in Washington because it was too cloudy. But I hope the folks that did have the opportunity to see the eclipse, God bless you. So the supermoon was in Leo. So let's see what's coming up in our lives, okay? Secondly, Nina's not with us tonight. Nina has pneumonia really bad, really bad. So she's going to be out for a couple of weeks or so. So you got me Sunday and Monday. How about that? Just Linus. Let me see. And what else? I don't have any birthdays. And I think, do I have any birthday? Oh, yeah, I do have one birthday, my dad's. I mean, he's been dead a long time. But happy birthday, Daddy. His birthday was yesterday. So that was that. And happy birthday to all the Aquarians. Today's the 21st. So happy birthday, you Aquarius people. Hope this year is a good year for you. Okay, well, I'm going to do the financial prayer, and then we're going to get started. And if I have time, I'm going to do the horoscopes. You know what, y'all? I forgot for two Sundays in a row to do the horoscopes, and I apologize for that. So I'll try to get them in tonight. If not, when February's come in, I will definitely remember to do the horoscopes that first Sunday. Okay, well, make it happen here and now in this timeline, density, dimensions, and multiverse. Something great is about to happen to us. The vibrations and energies of our soul, our pineal glands, and our higher self gives us financial abundance in cash, financial abundance in all ways. Give us what we ask for. Manifest a sign within 24 hours, please. Cause and effect, we deserve all of this and more. energy, vibrations, timelines, and dimensions and multiverse are opening everywhere right now. Thank you, so be it. Our wills be done. And also this prayer, you know, today, happy birthday, Martin Luther King, is Martin Luther King's Day today. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony, and we are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. And I hope that you folks that were celebrating Martin Luther King today, I hope you got to enjoy some of the programs on TV or events that were happening in your city for Martin Luther King. I think here we had a march. So, okay. Well, anyway, let's get this started. Oh, wait, you guys, good news. We have anybody that doesn't want to call in, or maybe you call in and you decide you want to go in the chat room. We've got What's the Frequency, Heather, and She House Spirit, Anna. So they're both in there. Thank you, ladies, for being here. You guys feel, feel more than it. It's just wonderful. So if you get a chance, go in there. Heather, you know, of course, What's the Frequency is our psychic, and Sheha is our intuitive life coach. So, yeah, ask them about their stuff. Okay, well, let's begin now. Our first call is area code 305. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Seema. How are you?
Fine. This is Seema? Is that
Seema.
Right?
Yes. Yes, from Miami.
F-E-M-A? Okay. Well,
yes.
Welcome to the show, Seema. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm calling tonight because I wanted to ask about a relationship.
Because you want to ask what? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I wanted to talk about relationship.
Oh, relationship. Sure, no problem. Go right ahead. Who's the young man?
His name is Amira.
Okay. You're going to need to spell that so I can say it correctly to the angels. Can you just tell me his first name or spell it again for me, please?
Amir, A-M-I-R.
Amir. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's concentrate on him. Ooh, I see him running away. Why do I see that? He's running down the street, going northbound, running down the sidewalk. Huh. That's weird. Okay, let me ask about you, too. Seema, I'm getting an impression from him. Now, this is what I'm picking up from the angels, is that he's feeling pressured to make a decision about something or come forth. Am I correct?
I'm not sure. We haven't really seen each other much lately. We haven't really spoken much either.
Okay. You two haven't seen each other since when?
We saw each other last night for a little while, but we really didn't spend much time together. We haven't really talked much about anything because he said he had a family issue that came up. And he had to leave. But before that,
oh,
we didn't see each other for like over a month.
Oh, everything was fine for a month, you said?
We didn't
and
see each other.
And then he just changed and he
left?
Month.
No, we didn't see each other for over a month. And then we saw each other last night for like 5 minutes.
Okay, so you two have been seeing each other for over a month. Is that what you're saying? You're whispering, so evidently you can't speak loud like
no,
you
I said
to.
We didn't see each other for over a month.
You've been talking to each other for a month, Seema, or you've been seeing each other for a month?
We didn't see each other for over a month. We've been talking to each other for a year.
Oh,
now.
You haven't talked to each other for a month. So you want to know what's going on with him then, right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. What happened that you two quit talking? Well, the first thing I saw at the very beginning, he was running down the street. But then I got that he felt pressured. Or were you two looking to get together to get married?
No.
Was that where this relationship was supposed to end up, at a point that you two are going to get married? Oh, okay.
No, we never discussed that.
Okay. Yeah, because I see him running down the street. He's running from something.
Well, no doubt his family wants him to get married.
His family wants him to get married. Okay. Well, that goes back to what I asked you. Was he being pressured? The intensity, and he can't take it. He ran away from you. He's running away from his family. To be honest with you, what I'm picking up, he's pissed off. He's tired of everybody telling him what to do and what he should be doing. And he's his own man. To give him a chance to think for himself, whether out the box or in the box, to give him a chance to think for himself. So he's feeling the pressure and the tension, and his way to escape is to run away.
I've never pressured him into anything. I never ask him, like, any questions and stuff like that. We've just been very distant from each other for a while now. But I don't call him and stuff, like, you know, and bother him and force him to do anything he doesn't want to do.
But you said you haven't heard from him for a little over a month, correct?
Yeah, like, we talked for New Year's Eve, but I was sick, so I didn't go out with him. And then over the weekend, he called me, but I wasn't in town. I was in Jacksonville, Florida. So then last night, he called me when I came back to see me. But then when I got there, he said he had to leave. He had a family emergency. So we just talked for like 5 minutes, and then he left. So...
Well, I can tell you, he feels like he's being pressured from all sides, and he can't take it. He really cannot take it. It's bugging him.
But it's so weird, though, because he's the one who keeps calling me. He's the one who keeps calling me. I don't bother him about anything. He's the one who made arrangements for me to see him, and then he leaves after 5 minutes after with some excuse that he has... Something came up with his family and he has to leave. So, I don't know exactly what the truth is.
Well, I'm picking up he's in escape mode right now. That's what I'm picking up.
Yeah.
I don't
also
even
told
understand.
Me he wanted to see me today. He told me that he was like, I'll see you tomorrow. And I was like, whatever you want to do. So he hasn't called, so I never really called him to see, because I don't want to force anything if he doesn't want to do it. So I just leave it like that.
Well, I think for now it's okay to leave it like that. He's got to come to terms with what he wants to do with his life. That's the bottom line. He needs to come to terms with what he wants to do with his life. You know, so it's not you, it's not the family. It's kind of like he wants to be his own man, and he feels like he's being pressured, that everybody's expecting him, have expectations for him to do this or that. It's just a toxic relationship. I'd walk away. I would. I'm in the chat room, and I'm asking right now, and both the ladies, one is saying it's a toxic, what I just said, excuse me, and the other lady is saying prayers. To pray for her, pray for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I would say maybe back up, and what you have, because you said you're not putting no pressure on him, you haven't called him. But I don't think this is a relationship for you, Fima. I don't, because I just feel like he needs to get himself together. And you want somebody that's a little bit more forthcoming and... you know, that you can communicate with and have an understanding, they're going to be there with you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'd walk away from this one. I would just let it go. you're getting two people that's telling you the relationship is a no-no and a third person telling you that just pray. So,
okay.
You know, yeah. Okay, well, let me know. Give me a call back later on, you know, and let me know. All right, Fema. Well, thank you for calling, and God bless you, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, next caller is area code 551. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is T.
Hi, T. What you up to today, girl?
I'm nothing, just chilling.
Back up.
No, circle back.
I can feel it. What done happened? What done happened?
I got two things. I want to know about a love interest, and then I want to know, do I have any friends or people around me that's not trustworthy?
That's not what? That they're not what?
Trustworthy. Trustworthy.
Oh, trustworthy.
For people that I call friends.
Who's the woman with blonde hair? She's a sister, but she's got her hair dyed blonde. Do you know who that is?
Blonde.
It's not blonde all the way blonde,
hair.
But it's blonde in it, blonde highlights.
Like a brownish? Yeah.
No, it's blonde. It's light. It's mixed with the color. The blonde is mixed in. It's either all blonde or
like
more blonde than the other color. Huh?
Uh-huh. Brownish blonde.
Okay, well, it's close to that. Does her hair, is her hair light and maybe dark, you know, like a mixture?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the angels are telling me until you step back. Because as you were talking, they were telling me about this woman. They said she needs to step back from that. So.
Is she heavy set?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I think her name is Sony. Is it Sony?
Okay. Well, the angels are just saying step back. So whatever step back means, I don't know, not calling or hanging out with each other, I don't know. But they just said step back from that particular person. That's why I started with the blonde hair, because that's what they were showing me. Okay. Now go ahead with your love interest.
Oh, is there any particular reason why?
Oh, the woman that you asked when you asked the first question about trustworthy?
Yeah.
Jealousy.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I know.
I don't know what she's jealous
about. You know how some people, I know, but some people are like that, honey. Trust me. It could be somebody looking like Janet Jackson to the 10s and 20s and would be jealous of you. But you know what? It's because of your heart. Remember, You have one look that people see you, T, on the outside, but the inside is what really shows, right?
Okay.
So you can be ever so pretty or attractive on the outside, but if you don't have a good mind and a good heart, now you're ugly.
Mm.
You
so
understand?
Yeah. Because I was supposed to go to Atlanta with her, so I was asking why she would be. Okay.
Okay, well, I'm just passing along the information what the angel said. You deal with the information up to you.
Okay,
let's get back to the love interest.
Do you see
Is there anybody
any
that you're interested in right now?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Okay, I just got from another psychic that the lady that the angels are telling you to step back from is that she's nosy. She wants to be knowing your business. She always wants to know your business.
Okay. Well, is it for any particular reason why? Because she just called.
I don't know. I just, like I said, the angel showed me jealousy. And you're saying she has no reason to be jealous, but she, well, I explained it. I gave you a parable or example. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just be careful around her. Okay, now, let's get back to the love interest. Now, who's this? Or who am I concentrating on?
Just someone this someone new?
Oh, someone new. Oh, T. Okay, angels, who do you see coming up for Miss T? You know you're going to laugh. The first thing they said was a white guy. Right away, as soon as I got through saying, who's coming up for you, white guy? Like, oh, really? Okay, you know, I talk to the angels. Even though I'm giving you guys me, I'm like, really? You know, I'd be questioning it too, because it just, I mean, I give you the information the way it comes. But, you know, I'm a human being too. I want to know, why are they telling you that? So I asked too.
Okay.
Yeah, wow, okay. So write that down. They said a white guy. Wow.
Is it
okay,
soul,
angels,
or...
tell me about this. Tell me about this guy. He's young. He's around your age. Good looking. The angel said he looks like a model. So I guess he's foing. They said he looks like a model. And he approaches you, but I see you almost waving him off or like, no, I'm not interested. Strange.
Okay.
He really is interested in you. I mean, you're not, you're like, yeah, okay, thank you for the flattery or the compliment, whatever. And, you know, you just kind of look like you're walking the other way. And he's standing there just like, wow. Wow, I don't think that was the... Yeah, I don't think that was the response he was hoping for. I'm going to tell you this. Just go out on a date with the guy. I don't know where he's coming from, how he's going to approach you. They're not showing me that. But when he does, when this guy does, just go out on a date with him. See what he's like. Because I always say color has no age. I mean color. I'm sorry. Love has no age and no color.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Love is love. I'm curious. This is... The angels are saying this will happen in 2 weeks or up to Valentine's Day. That's your time frame. They said 2 weeks or up to Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Wow.
Should I be going to Atlanta with that girl?
Should you go to Atlanta with her, the woman that
yes.
that I told you to back the what did they say? Step back from.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask. Let me ask She-Ra and Heather. Do you think she should take this trip with this woman to Atlanta with the woman that's jealous and the angels told her to step back? What are you ladies seeing? Okay. Do you think she should take the trip, Heather or Anna? Or should she just, you know, bow gracefully? I'm not getting anything from them right now. I'm not getting, other than they say the lady probably, oh, wait. I think I just got a response. Oh. Okay, one, don't let the woman be in your business, T, and secondly, don't let her use you.
Okay.
Yeah. So don't let her use you. If you want to go on a trip, that's fine, but don't let her into your business. Or don't tell her your business. I'll put it like that. You know, your personal stuff, keep it to yourself. Economics,
mm-hmm.
love, interest, whatever. Now, if you meet somebody that's, you know, you're down there, fine. Go ahead and enjoy, you know. But okay.
That made me wonder.
So, in other words, what we're telling you, all three of us, is be careful with this woman.
Okay. So, I think she be trying to come for my dudes, too. It's crazy.
Okay. Well, just think about it. Like I said.
Okay.
We both, all three of us agree. She is not the best person for you to be around, but go ahead and go to Atlanta with her. Just like we're all saying, Don't tell her your business, and don't let her use you. Maybe that's
okay.
where you're going to meet that guy. Maybe you might meet that white guy down in Atlanta, huh? Could be. That's a
yeah.
possibility. All right, now.
Yeah.
All right, let me get on, T, and let me know.
Okay.
All right, have a good week. All right, love you. Okay, next call is area code 229. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. It's Melvin.
Hey, Melvin, how you doing? How's your daughter?
I'm doing. That's what I call tags you. She have not contacted me since you and I talked. And she have left the hospital. They did do a biopsy, but she's not answering my calls. And I don't know. I'm just going to back off. And I just want to know what, you know, what the angels are picking up, why she's treating me this way. And not just her, all my kids. I'm tired of it, Linus. And so I'm just, I don't know what to do. I'm about ready to move on.
Yeah. Gosh, Melvin, because you were going to the hospital with her to be with her while she was going through the surgery. Did anybody go down there with her, or she just went by herself?
Well, she went by herself. Nobody. She didn't want anybody to go with her, but she didn't have surgery. The only thing that I know of that they did another biopsy and sent her home. So she's home waiting on the results to come back. But I never heard of nothing like that. I never heard of anything like that.
But what happened to her spleen? Did they do the surgery for the spleen?
No, ma'am. They haven't did it. And I don't know if they're going to do it because they did a biopsy on the spleen and they sent her back home until this is what she's telling everybody, that they sent her back home until the results come out. I never in my life heard of this. She's one of the best hospitals in the country. And they could have found out exactly what was wrong with her spleen right there and kept her in the hospital and prepare her for surgery. So I don't know. It's something she's not telling me. She's not telling everybody in the family. Or is it something that she's just trying to make up? I think it's in her head. Because I think that she just needs to take her lupus medication and all this pain on her side to go away. Because the doctors at the other hospital said she don't have cancer at all. Period. The cancer doctor said it. So I'm thinking something is going on in your head, and she's playing games with these doctors, and I think they may have kicked her out of the hospital because there's nothing that they can do, they said, that you don't have cancer, but she said that they did do another biopsy, but they sent her home for 2 weeks until the results. I never heard nobody, you know, she was already in the hospital and they ran a test and they sent her home. I thought they keep you until the results come out. So whatever you pick up for me, Ms. Lennon.
Well, I would have thought since she had the spleen problem that they would have operated. That's what you went to that hospital, the special hospital for, was to have that surgery.
Right.
But you said they
didn't
want do
me.
It? Well, it
no,
must
ma'am.
Not be that bad because I don't see why they would not do the surgery. If it was as she said it is, then they would have. I mean,
you
just don't make that up and go to a specialized hospital for surgery and then they don't do it.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
There's something going on where she just did not. I don't know if she told him she wasn't ready to have the surgery and she'd rather go home and wait on the results. But this is a big, huge hospital. They could have had the results in 15 minutes. They have a big lab. So it's something she's not telling me. And she haven't talked to me. And so I'm like, you know, it's in God's hand. I'm tired. She's stressing me out. She's doing what she want to do. So I just turned it over to the Lord. I had packed to go there, and like, well, you don't need to come. And she's telling everybody she don't need to come because she's going to be going home. And she went home. She's home now. But she was in the hospital. So it's something fishy about that she, I think she just need to take her lupus medication and all these other issues will go away. That's what I'm thinking. With a spleen
okay,
and all. The spleen is just a little swollen. Just a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, well, I'm going to put it like this. Yes, sit back and just wait. Sit back and wait. Have you spoken with your ex-wife about your daughter? Does she speak with her mom?
No, that's just like speaking to a wall. That's not going to work.
Okay.
She just as much as her.
Okay, well, Melvin, so, I would just sit back and wait. She'll contact you. Somebody's going to contact you, but I think your daughter's going to contact you. But just sit back and wait for a minute. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sit back. I know you're worried. It's your child. I understand that. But since she hasn't contacted you, I think she's dealing with some stuff within herself. And when she feels like she's able to talk, she'll call you and discuss it with you. But right now, she's not there. So just sit back and wait. And huh?
I mean, is she having some mental issues?
I don't think it's mental issues. It's just dealing with her body and what's going on. She's overwhelmed herself. Yeah, she's overwhelmed herself with things, but she needs to be the one to talk to you about it. And so that's why I'm saying just sit back and wait a little bit and give her an opportunity to try and get herself together, maybe get the results back from the test, and go from there. So until then,
okay.
just sit back and wait and be quiet, you know, maybe in a week or so. But I think that I believe she's going to call you. And if she doesn't in 2 weeks, then you call her. You know, give it a couple of weeks. But she's adjusting her mind to the whole situation of the concern she has with her body.
Yeah. Well, do you see her having surgery? She already had one surgery, and that was just a hysterectomy. Do you see her having a second surgery on her spleen to take the remove her spleen once she get the results?
It's a possibility. It's a possibility, yeah. Yeah, but the bottom line is, Melvin, how she wants to deal with it.
Right.
You know?
I appreciate you as
a father for supporting your child. I think that's awfully beautiful, and I commend you for
right.
that. But it's her life, and when she feels like talking about it, then she will. That's why I'm telling you, just back up. I don't want you to feel like, well, she don't care, she don't love her dad. No, she's got to get herself together first, and then she can discuss it with, you know, family members, with you or her
mom. But she discusses with mom, she discusses with her brothers, her aunts, grandma on their side of the family. But when it comes down to me, she gives me zero information. And we have not talked since last week. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but that's why just wanted to know, was she going to have the surgery? Is it something else that's maybe some that been spread it and she's freaking out about it? I don't know.
I'd just give her some time. I would. Just sit back and
mm-hmm.
wait. Just sit back and wait and just give her some time. If she doesn't call you in a two-week period, then, of course, call your child and find out. But give her time to call you.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nothing that you can pick up? Lannis, that...
No, the only thing I'm picking up is she's dealing with her health, and she wants to come to terms herself, what she's going through. So why she hasn't expressed that to you yet, it's just because of her. You know, she's a little frightened, a little scared. I mean, different things have been happening to her body, so, yeah.
Yeah. Is it something the doctors told her that when I was not there that she's not revealing to anybody with certain people?
It could be. That's a possibility, yes. That's a possibility. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Just give her a chance. Just give her a chance. Keep praying for her, of course. Always pray for her.
Yeah.
But just give her a chance. She's going to talk to you. She is.
Yeah.
I can sense that and feel it now from the angels and my guide. She is going to talk to you eventually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is she going to be all right, Ms. Lannis?
Well, I think that's kind of up to her and God right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yep, that's all I got. I don't mean to depress you or take you down. I'm just telling you the truth.
Yeah, I know you are.
But I know you're a parent,
know.
And you worry about your child. Who wouldn't? We all do.
Yeah.
That are parents, you know. So I understand that.
Right.
But because she's not sharing this information with you, I just want you to back up. She'll share it with you. It will come.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, Melvin.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'm praying
love
for
you,
brother, and your family as well. Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lannis.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Lannis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. We have What's the Frequency and Sheha in the chat room. If you don't want to come on the air, you can go in the chat room and ask either lady or both a question. Okay, our next call is area code 917. You're on the air with Lannis. Who's this?
Hi, Lannis. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Okay, let me put you. There we go. Okay, since we've got a moment, I'm going to go ahead and do these horoscopes right quick. Now, if I get calls, I'll come back to the line. But I'm going to try and do them real quick. And let's see. Okay, these are the horoscopes for January. I know now, today, we started Aquarius. But for the month of January. Aries, sacrifice will have to be made because you cannot and will not accept less than the best or what you know to be intrinsically right. You will be determined to carry on despite the obstacles or trials you have to endure. You will find an alternative course of action unfoldment. Taurus, someone or something is going to enter your life that will resolve past difficulties or cause your concerns to vanish, and you will be swept up in that life-altering events or a powerful force. Gemini, you will be completing an era and closing the door to the past to begin anew in a new direction. Cancer, you will be determined to carry on despite the obstacles or trials you have to endure, and you will find an alternative course of action. Business will take an upward swing, Cancer. New projects will be in the making. And if your significant other has yet to appear, you will know that there is a divine order sustaining your fundamental needs, and the time is drawing near. Leo, a sacrifice will have to be made because you cannot and will not accept less than the best or what you know to be intrinsically right. Virgo, though you won't know how or what or why, you will stay emotionally detached, trying to do the right thing until what you need to know is revealed. Libra, you will be determined to carry on despite the obstacles or trials you have to endure, and you will find alternative course of action. Scorpio, you're going to have invisible help or guidance in your work or affairs, but agents or go-betweens will prove to be a disappointment, and something will come up to keep your wish about or union with another from materializing at this time. Sagittarius, when all is said and done, you will feel that things are just not worth the effort and or will avoid situations that frustrate, anger, or distress you. Capricorn, you won't want something that isn't right, no matter how much you want it, and you won't give up until you get what you want. Aquarius, you will attain some results for your long-sustained efforts, but you'll have more to go before major results can be realized or you're firmly established in the place you want to be. Pisces, the form your wish will take has yet to be materialized, and so situations will still be unresolved. And that is your horoscopes for January. Okay. And if you didn't know, the supermoon, I said it earlier, it's in the sign of Leo. And there was something about that, and I'm sorry I can't think right now, but I think it's time for changes with Leo. You know, Leo is also a fire sign. So changes are coming about. But my moon is in Pisces and my rising is in Capricorn. Oh, well, girl, don't take no shit. Do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Don't take no mess. Oh, and you're Leo. Oh, I just took it down. Sorry. Heather, yes, we're in the sign of Leo with the super moon. So you know what? Actually, these next 7 days is good for you. Hello? This is really good. So you know how Nina always says put your intentions in? What I would tell you is write your intentions on a piece of paper, put it in your pillow tonight, and sleep on it for the next 3 days. I don't know why I just said that. Anyway, put it in your pillow, sleep on it for 3 days, and then you can dispose of it, you know, throw it in the garbage or burn it, whatever. I would throw it in the garbage. Don't burn it. But anyway, interesting. Yeah, this is your week. It should be working in your behalf. In fact, it is a super moon, and we've got two more this year too. This is just the first one this month in January, but there's two more coming, and I think we have three eclipses this year as well. So, okay. You know what? Well, Heather, let me put a question to you. Let me check, go back right quick and check and see. No, okay. Let me put a question to you. My right eye had been jumping for 3 days in a row, and I spoke about this earlier to Sheha. So I just want to know, what do you pick up? The right side, the top, something good is going to happen. When the bottom right eye jumps, extreme good is going to happen. Well, it's been doing this for 3 days, top and bottom. And yesterday it was really going at a quivering, I guess is the word to say. So are you picking up anything? Do you see anything? I know whatever it is, it's going to be extremely good. I know that. Oh, I should be supercharged. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just don't know what it is. I'm walking around trying to think whatever, so I don't know. But, you know, when God surprises you, it's like the least that you could expect, right, that you get blessed. So I don't know. But, for 3 days, just blah, 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 blah. Like, wow, whatever it is, thank you, God. Just bring it on. Okay, let's see. I don't have. Oh, got a call, y'all. Here we go. Area code 646. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this? And welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm in the call here. Hello?
Yes, hello, and your name?
Oh, I'm. You better now?
Your,
hello?
What's your name? I couldn't understand
this
that.
Is, I'm sorry. This is Terry Lennis. Terry?
Ty?
Hi, Lennis. How are you?
Okay, but I'm not getting your name for some reason. I mean, I love your voice.
Thank you. It's Terry, T-E-R-I.
Trey,
Terry,
T-R-I, try, try.
No,
is that it?
Terry. Terry.
Oh, Terry. Now I can hear your voice. Okay, I heard the T.
Yeah.
I heard the Terry. I didn't hear that at first. I'm sorry. I don't mean
That's
to be a deaf
okay.
mute, but anyway, go ahead. You know I'm a nut. Well, welcome to the show, Terry. Glad you called. And what can we answer for you today, young lady?
Yeah, so I would like to know, because I'm going back to acting school. And I would like to know, when would be a good time to go back to school? I mean, I have a bunch of things going on right now, and I was going to put it off for another year. So just what do you come up with?
You want me to check? You're putting your school off for another year?
Yeah, because I want to go back. I want to go back to acting school, but I don't know if now I don't think would be a good time. So I'm thinking about, should I just wait one more year before I go back?
Oh, you're thinking of working one more year and then go back to acting? Let me tell you, Terry, right now, you know what a fire stick is, right?
Mm-hmm.
For your TV? Have you heard of that? Okay.
Yes.
Those channels are all making their own movies, and they're looking for actors. I just talked to
yeah.
an actor last week. They are just, I mean, get your publicist or whatever, get your picture in there and your bio. Because now they're seeing it since people have went trying to get away from cable. So they're doing their
uh-huh.
own apps and they're doing their own thing. So, it was like, okay, Amazon was making movies, Netflix was making movies. Now the rest of them are starting to make movies. And doing also,
oh, okay.
also Terry, Terry, what's like every, weekly shows, series. That's what I want to say. They're also doing
okay.
their own series. Yeah, so girl, get on your publicist. Tell him, what is he waiting for?
Okay.
I mean, you can
okay.
still be your – what did you want to do if you're not acting? You said you just work another year?
I wanted to probably go in a music business but that is a little bit too – how can I say? I know it's male dominant, but the energy that I pick up for some of the people is like too pushy. You understand? So I'd rather go through the acting side and possibly go in through the music business.
Oh, okay. Now, I know you're probably thinking like popularity music, but I'm going to tell you, you could get with an orchestra or somebody like that because all these programs need what? Music.
Yes, yeah.
All these shows, these new series, these new movies that these applications are making, they need music. Without music, you're just
That's
looking
true.
At a screen with some words. So what I'm telling you, Terry, come out the box. Come out
okay.
the box and think about, okay, you want to act. Number one, two, I'm doing a twofer. Number one, you want to act, you can get that out. Number two, music. Maybe you could get with some of these programs and say, hey, let me work with your music director, whatever. I've got some ideas, too, that maybe they can use on movies, series, specials, whatever. So that's why I'm saying twofer. That's good. Acting and music. It's your year, girl.
Okay.
It's your
All right,
year.
I'm gonna get
yeah.
out there. All right. I'm going to start stepping out. Thank you. Just needed to hear
okay,
that.
Now I'm just getting from the ladies in the chat room. They said Netflix especially. So start at Netflix. They're, yeah,
okay.
they're saying
okay.
right now Netflix. So start with them. Whatever movies they got coming up or, yeah, and Netflix has series too. Yep, they've got quite a few
okay.
series going. Yep. While your guy's submitting that, you can, I want you to write them and, do a little, how do I want to see it? Kind of like a proposal, but not, or a guiding, I don't know, it's kind of like a mixture there, to them about the music. Because let me tell you, they probably would snatch you up. Because they look at people right now, what is it, rap or country and all that, blah, blah. But for the shows, it's totally different. And you might be just the person to come up with a good idea for music with certain shows.
Okay. Ah.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, think about that. That's what I'm saying. Girl, get out the box. You, this is your year.
All right. I most certainly will.
Yeah, and start with Netflix, because that's what the other ladies are saying, Netflix especially. So keep in touch with me, Terry. Let me know, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You have a wonderful week, and get those letters and proposals and stuff out there, okay?
Okay, I will.
And remember, everybody ain't going to say no to you, just like a man trying to pick up a woman. Every woman ain't going to say no. Everybody's not going to say no. Somebody's going to snatch you up and grab you. Okay.
Okay. You sound good.
All right, babe. All right. Well, have a wonderful week. Keep in touch. Okay.
Me too.
Thank you. All right. Next caller, area code 551. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this? Oh, I guess they just want to listen. Okay. You can do that. Okay. Area code 305, you're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Eileen calling. How are you? Good? Of course. I just turned you on.
Oh, I'm doing great. And this is Eileen?
Yes, it's me. I called probably a month ago.
Okay, well, Eileen, welcome to the show again. Glad to have
you. Thank
you. How's your day going?
Yes. Wonderful. I've just been working, pulling all my parts together. I just finished a big exhibition show on the weekend, so now I'm putting all my orders together and paperwork and all that. And I have a question for you.
Well, wonderful. Congratulations. Give that girl a hand. All right now. Very good, young lady.
Thank you.
Okay.
Making very many, many people happy. So my question resides in this. I sent a big letter and an envelope and photographs and pictures and my intention to a cruise line company, telling them about my history and all that. And then when I was at the show, I met clients coming into my booth. And two of them mentioned the same cruise ship company, that they were going on cruises. And then I was on my Facebook feed, and I saw the same cruise ship company come up on my Facebook feed. So I'm wondering, you know, if they're going to contact me and say, we want to talk to you about, yes, coming on our ship and doing some classes, teaching on our ship in Europe, which is what I really want to do this year.
And you're going to do it, girl. What you waiting on? What you waiting on? You're going to do it.
No, I'm not waiting. I'm preparing.
Okay.
What I'm doing
good
is I have another show in 3 weeks, and then I have two more shows in March, the first week of March and the second week of March, and then I'm free after that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm focusing on from, you know, in March, April, and then at the end of May I have another show. So you think this line is going to call me or some other line? I don't want to say the name of it.
No, that's fine. Yes. The answer to your question is yes.
That'd be super.
Yes, ma'am.
But I don't want to go away for 6 months or a month. I don't want to, maybe a month if necessary. And my requests or my requisites are is that I would be treated as a guest on the ship, not working in the bowels of the ship like the cooks and the house cleaning and all of that.
Right. Can you do one of your shows on a ship in a small venue?
Well, yeah, I could bring pieces on, and what I would love to do is bring pieces on and offer it to the guests besides teaching them. See, I'm a painter. I'm an artist. So I would teach watercolor classes.
Eileen, I would bring that up with them.
Well, I have. I sent the cards, pictures of my Caribbean scenes and my pictures of my scenes from Europe, and tell them that I teach the harmonics of color through line and drawing, and teaching people how to see and draw, not to trace. You see, I'm not there. I'm teaching people how to really get involved with their own talent, find their own talent.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Worked before. It'll work again.
Yeah. Well, I got yes for you, which I'm happy for you. Yes.
Okay.
I got yes.
Okay.
And congratulations on your shows, which you're doing already. You're building yourself up. You're going to be there, young lady.
I went through a shift.
You know what I'm
recently.
Saying? Like, we're now known. People are going to know you, not just Eileen, but they mention your name like, oh, yeah, I know. Hey, she does blah, 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 this and that.
Yeah.
You're just building
I'm
yourself
finding...
up. That's good.
Yeah, I've been building for 50 years, but I changed my direction this past year and a half. I said I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do commissions, and I want to go in this direction. And I'm feeling more like the talents that God gave me and the spirit that God gave me. People are starting to feel it more because they're awakening. You see.
Mhm.
So I'm finally getting into their cords of their soul in a different way.
Yes, yes. I just feel, I'm just smiling at you right now. I am.
I wanted to, Lennis, I want to show you, how do I reach you by email?
Go to and send me a message, and then I can send you my personal email. Do you have Facebook?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. We have a page. It's the Essence of Success Radio Network on that page. And you'll see my picture. And just go over to messages. Send me a shoot me a message, and then I'll shoot back my personal email to you.
Okay. I want to share.
Yeah.
I did three new watercolors recently. One's called Into the Light. One's called The Keepers of the Reef. And now this guy gave me another one, and I'm trying to clear my desk so I can start painting this week again. And
aww.
It's all about color healing. Yeah.
Yes. And
so
colors are powerful.
I know.
Yeah.
And people know that through me and just speaking the word with them through color. You were the one last October I told you about my friend Christopher, the singer, the songwriter. And you said by April he was going to be well known. And
yeah.
Going to New York, and I was going to help him and go to Europe and all of that. Well, he's building that. He's trying to get there. He's connecting in the way that he can. But it's really fascinating because he wants to incorporate color and sound and talking about the chart based on the birth chart astrologically with the colors around it so that as we came into being, the choir of harmony of heaven sang our individual soul through color, but through music. So he does music and I do through color.
Yes, yes. Oh, I mean, it's beautiful. I am. I'm just smiling like a little child. I'm just so happy for you.
Well, people
yeah.
ask me, so how are you? How are you? And I said, I'm happy.
That's right.
I'm going on to, your show's going to pull off right now. So I'm going to go onto Facebook and bleep you, okay?
Okay. And also, would you, I'm being asked to ask you for a schedule when you teach your class on ship.
Yeah, I'll do it.
If you decide to do
it.
That, yeah. I'll ask Eileen through the messaging. We'll talk, and then I'll pass the information on. Okay, I'm out. I got 60 seconds.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen.
Okay,
reach
bye.
Bye. I have 60 seconds left. I want to thank everybody that called in today, including 551 and 917. They just wanted to listen, and that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But thank you, everybody, for calling in. Remember, this is a full moon, and get your intentions out there that hopefully changes that are coming about will be excellent changes. I want to thank Heather and Anna in the chat room. It's always a pleasure and a treat for them to be there to help out. And as always, it is my pleasure and my honor to do a reading for all of you. I thank God for my gift to share with all of you. So anyway, we'll be back Sunday at 3 o'clock, and, of course, Monday night at 6. So have a good week, everybody. And, again, thank you, Heather and Anna, and thank you all the callers. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do, and so does Miss Nina. See ya.
Possibilities in the moves we can make. Your kiss is giving every indication. If this heart of mine is right, by the time this night is over, the stars are gonna shine on two lovers in love. And when the morning comes, it's gonna find out. Time this night is over.